Live around Australia on SEN, cricket mourns again, an Andrew Symons tribute.
Andrew Symons has it! And what a way to get it! A maiden Test match 100 for a dream entertainer. That is a catch that only a special, special fieldsman can pull off.
Yeah, welcome to it and welcome to Suncorp Stadium. Jason Matthews here this morning, and boy, when I woke up this morning, I didn't think I'd be sitting here at 11 a.m. on the SEN network bringing you a tribute to the great Andrew Symons, Roy, or Simo, as he was affectionately known as. And cricket's mourning the loss of another Australian legend. What was it, about a month ago that we lost Shane Warne and Alan Border within 24 hours, and here we are again today. We will be joined today as we remember the life of Roy by one of the best in the business, Robert Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail. Adam Gilchrist, one of his teammates, will be joining us as well. Damien Fleming, we'll have a chat to Flem about Roy the family man. An incredible dad, living life, loving life in Townsville with his family. We'll have a chat to Flem about that real soon. And Ian Healy, of course, will join us as well to remember the cricketing prowess of the man, Andrew Symons. Sad day today. Want you to get involved as well. Our text number is 0457 736 736. What are your memories of Andrew Symons? You know, growing up, was it the zinc cream on the face? You know, lots of cricketers growing up and wanted to be Andrew Symons, but don the zinc cream on their faces before hitting the parks on weekends to play cricket. You can text us 0457 736 736, or you can give us a call 1300 01 1170. This man's done an amazing article already on the Courier Mail this morning and at the Australian. Robert Crash Craddock joining us. A special tribute to Andrew Symons this morning here on SEN. G'day, Crash.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Like, it's I still feel it's a dream, really, a nightmare that we're talking about it. But yeah, look, the news came through early this morning. Andrew was killed in a single vehicle car accident outside Townsville last night at 10:30 p.m. The cricket world has reacted as I thought they would, not just in horror, but there's been an outpouring of deep affection, because here's the thing. Andrew had his highs and his lows, his volatile moments, but there was one key thread. His teammates loved him, you know? You'll hear it today on SEN. Gilchrist, Healy, Ian Healy loved Andrew Symons. He just thought he was the best, you know, character, yeah. Original. Same with Gilchrist. It'll come out. You watch.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what I love? I mean, as a one-day player, outstanding. 198 ODIs, Crash, two World Cups. But you know what? Mm. Didn't play enough tests, only 26 tests. And that's because, as you say, he was a character. He was who he was, and maybe, you know, that didn't suit the selectors or the captains at the time. But, geez, I would have loved to seen him play more tests.
Yeah, and with a test batting average that floats around 40, hey, guess what? You don't reckon England would have loved that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they sent a whole fleet of guys averaging 33, 32 to Australia last summer. He was a far better cricketer than he was given credit for in a technical sense. Sure, he was the big hitter, the dam buster, and he was the guy that revolutionised fielding with those beautiful dives and, yeah, you know, extravagant throwing. But he could also fight it out. And he lacked confidence at times, Andrew. You know, he didn't believe in himself that much. That's why he was a slow starter at everything for Queensland, for Australia. In one-day cricket, it took him a... He lacked confidence at times, Andrew. You know, he didn't believe in himself that much. That's why he was a slow starter at everything. For Queensland, for Australia, in one-day cricket, it took him a... He'd nibble his way in and then go bang.
Yeah, I want to just correct myself too. I did say Alan Border passed away earlier. I meant Rod Marsh, so apologies for that. I just want to, my greatest memory, and I think a lot of people too, with the six to bring up the debut century when he was batting with his good mates. What's a great memory of Andrew Symons for you, Crash?
Yeah, it's funny. It's when he was a teenager. I was working on a Sunday. and they said there's two kids called Matthew Mott and Andrew Simons batting in junior cricket, and they put on a stand of 400 and they put them on the phone. And so he put young, a 16 or 17 year old Andrew on the phone. G'day, mate. How are you? You know? And it was just him talking about what he did. Like he scored, this was a number 400 unheard of in junior cricket. But I like the fact that he stood up for what he believed in. All right. Now, here's one example. On the 2001 Ashes tour, he came to John Buchanan at the end of the tour and said, I'm retiring. And they said, what? And he said, yeah, I just don't like the team culture. He said, I just don't feel I can trust people. I just don't like it, you know. And they talked him out of it. But he was who he was, you know. He wanted to trust and be trusted. And my other favourite memory was when they were playing a test series against Sri Lanka in Darwin. Oh, you know, it's funny. They're such lovely memories. But and he missed a team meeting because he went fishing.
That's right.
At the meeting, they said, "Where's Simo? Where's Simo?" And they were trying to half cover for him. And Matthew Hayden's phone went off. It beeped with a text message of Simo holding up a barramundi he'd just caught. And he said, "Mate, you just do not know what you're missing out on." So Hayden incredible. Sort of thought, "Oh no!" But it was after that meeting that Hayden said to Simons, "He said, mate, you know I love you." But you've got two choices here. You either adhere to team rules and follow the ship, or you retire. And he said, if you retire, I'll support you to the day you die and remember all your great things. But there's no wriggle room in between anymore. You've got to... And that was when he was in his rebellious stage. And I thought Hayden spoke quite beautifully about it, actually, because that's mates tell you those things that you don't always want to hear, you know? But, he was quite something. And, you know, his dad was West Indian and he had the chance to meet him but didn't. So Andrew grew up a unique character in the world of cricket.
Yeah, he was a great batsman, brilliant fieldsman and a more than handy bowler as well, Crash. He wasn't just a genius on the field. He had the ability off the field as a commentator. I loved his commentating on Fox Cricket. I thought he was outstanding. He had this ability to see things before they actually happened, didn't he?
Yep. Well, here's the thing, okay? 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, I spoke to his wife, Laura, and we spoke about this very topic, Jason. And it's a very good point you've made. He poked fun at himself. He said, I'm not university educated or anything like that. And when you interviewed him, he'd say, oh, you know, my kids are sort of idiot-proof, which means even I can look after them. So he put himself down. But you've made the point. I was constantly impressed by his sharpness as a television commentator. He was very, just like yourself, he was ahead of the game, he had insights, and he read the game quite beautifully. You know, the blokes, he kept original statistics and the other guys would poke fun at him. But he was an interesting character because it was a turbulent life that he did lead because, you know, he was, you know, had English parents and he just, you know, he was adopted and really loving, beautiful parents, Ken and Barbara. Gosh, he just adored them. But he was going to play for England, tried to get him to play for them. He played for Australia. So he felt, you know, he had a few challenges, but he was, the thing that I always gave him credit for is even when he was falling out with the press, and we had a lot of blues with him, his mates would say to us, no, we've seen him in the dressing room, mate, trust us, he's a good man. And they always had his back. Gilchrist, Hayden, Ponting, Langer. They all like Simons.
Yeah. And that comes through on the end, doesn't it? 0457 736 736 is our text number. What are your memories of Andrew Simons? Or you can give us a call, 1300 011 70. I'm chatting with Robert Crash Craddock, who's written a nice little article this morning on the Courier Mail and has spent a lot of time around Roy. You know, he loved Queensland. He loved the heat. He loved rugby league. And I think it's great that we're actually talking to you now from Suncorp Stadium because, you know, he tried out for the Broncos. He wanted to have a crack. He asked Wayne Bennett if he could, and he came along and, you know, he gave it a go.
He did, 2001. That's when he said to John Buchanan, I'm retiring from cricket. I'm going to play rugby league. And he went and saw Wayne Bennett, And Wayne says, look, as a rugby league player, Andrew, you're a fabulous cricketer. But they put him in a charity game up the road at Cougar Eye Oval. And he loved it. And he started the sledging, a bit of the sledging and a bit of the niggle. But he's always been regarded in the team environment as the guy that did things for other people, the guy that put the kettle on, all right? The guy that would clean up the mess. And in that game of rugby league, he got a clear break. He was running towards the line and he looked to his left and looked to his right to let someone else score the try, even though there was no one ahead of him. And I remember telling that to Matthew Hayden. He said, oh, how did Simo go? I said, mate, he was in the clear. For no reason at all, he passed the ball to someone else in support and they scored.
Yeah.
And Haydos said, mate, but you know what? That's just Simo. He doesn't really want the limelight. And when he was really big, he got contracts with everyone, sponsorship contracts. There was two seasons where he was the biggest thing in Australian cricket. He signed all these deals to do marketing and all this. He did about one day of it and knew he just couldn't do it. So he went to Cricket Australia and said, pay me less and I'll do less for you, but I just don't want to be out shaking hands.
Yeah, he was at his happiest being around his family and fishing, wasn't he, Crash?
Oh, well, he used to put the pots in up at Townsville and then go barramundi fishing, and he'd put the tide times, he would write them on the windscreen of his car. And he had cattle dogs. I often felt in a way that because Andrew was a little bit confused about who he was, that he was almost like he had the cattle dogs and the ute and the Akubra hat. It was almost his statement of saying, I'm Australian, you know?
Yeah.
And, there was no cricketer quite like him. And as I said, very, very underestimated. And, I'm trying to contact, people like Matthew Hayden for response. And I just know he'll be absolutely devastated because he and guys like Jim Maher spent half their lives talking about Andrew Symons.
Yeah. Well, mate, our thoughts are with his family today. Gee, the cricketing gods have been unkind, haven't they, over the last 4 to 6 weeks? Rod Marsh, Shane Warne, and now Roy, all gone, you know?
Well, look, I was talking to a couple of executives from Fox Sports today, Steve Crawley and Matt Weiss, and I could hear it in their voices. You know, they love Symons and Warney and just, they're a real part of Fox Sports DNA in cricket and self-styled characters, if you don't mind. I could hear it in their voice, how disappointed they were.
Yeah, no doubt the North Queensland Cowboys, when they take on the West Tigers tonight at Suncorp Stadium, we'll try and do this for Andrew Symons. Crash, I've really appreciated your time today and thanks for sharing your memories and your thoughts on Andrew Symons.
Yeah, thanks. And you'll hear some. I love who you've got coming up in the next hour because they're guys inside the dressing room. And you'll hear it. And it'll be totally authentic. Gilchrist, Healy, and all Fleming, and all these guys, they all genuinely like Symons. There's not a shred of pretense. So it'll be fascinating listening. So it was my pleasure to pay tribute this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Crash. There you have it. Crash Craddock on our tribute to Andrew Symons this morning, live from Suncorp Stadium as cricket mourns again. I wish we weren't. I wish we were waking up this morning and not having to deal with this. But only 46 years of age, and you've just joined us, Andrew Symons died in a single car accident just outside Townsville last night at around about 10:30. We will chat with Adam Gilchrist shortly. Damien Fleming will be joining us as well. And also Ian Healy. Let's get to a break. This is SEN.
Live around Australia on SEN, cricket mourns again, an Andrew Symons tribute.
Andrew Symons has it! And what a way to get it! A maiden Test Match 100 for a dream entertainer.
That is a catch that only a special, special fieldsman can pull off.
Last year. Fetch that. Oh, wow! Didn't he hit it hard? He has it! Andrew Symons has it! And what a way to get it! A maiden Test Match 100 for a dream entertainer. You little beauty! What a way to bring it up. He only leant on that. It's gone straight over the ropes into the crowd. Thank you very much.
you have it, the Andrew Symons maiden test century with his good mate Haydos at the other end. Welcome back to our Andrew Symons tribute across our SCN network. Cricket Mourns again, and I wish we weren't here on this Sunday morning. We're live at Suncorp. We're getting ready for the third day of Magic Round, and of course Roy loved his rugby league and he would have been watching this. He would have been interested in the games today as well, particularly the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the West Tigers tonight at 6 o'clock. There are many, many tributes flying in for Andrew Symons today. Even from our listeners, Michael sent us a text on 0457 736 736. Morning, rest in peace, Simo. I always remember Streaker when Simo hip and shouldered the Streaker. Yeah, absolutely. That's Michael and Reservoir. Some tweets coming out from Adam Gilchrist this morning too. Think of your most loyal, fun-loving friend who would do anything for you. That's Roy. And Adam Gilchrist also said, this hurts. He's joining us now on SEN. Gilly, I wish you were joining us under better circumstances.
Yeah, good morning, mate. Simply stunned. Can't believe we're in this space again. The cricketing world and, well, just anyone that had anything to do with Simo knows exactly what he was like. And he was one of the good guys. Really, really heart and soul type of guy that just made you feel happy. He lightened up a room wherever he was. And he was just going to be so sorely missed, mate.
Yeah, Gilly, take us into the change rooms. What was he like as a teammate? The things we didn't see, you know. Let's remember his life and have a bit of a laugh if we can as well this morning. What was he like behind the scenes in the change room? What sort of things would he get up to?
Oh, he's just, I wouldn't say so much a practical joker, but he just seemed to find a funny line or a funny comment at any given time. He was a true work hard and play hard. And I think we all saw the results of that on occasion where, you know, the one that jumps out at you is that where he went out for a few drinks for Shane Watson's birthday in Cardiff and forgot that he had a one-day international to play the next day. And went for a few extra drinks later on. And of course, we all know Casey. He didn't stop drinking until about 6:30, 7 in the morning, and the toss was at 8:30 for the game. We left him out of the game once we found out what the situation was, but it was only that night in the change rooms when we were all sitting around and we sort of, the dust settled a bit, and someone said to him, Roy, what were you thinking? And he just said, oh, I don't know, mate, that I was at the bar in this pub and I had got locked in by the Republican. So I don't think Roy knows what a Republican is or Republican, but he tried to get some words out. That was typical Roy. He was so sort of almost a beautiful naivety to a lot of things and innocence, yeah. But he was so well, he was so knowledgeable on the game of cricket, a lot more knowledgeable and articulate than what people may give credit for. That was starting to shine through in his commentary. His ability to read a game and to know what was going to happen. It was amazing. It was an asset, a skill and a mindset that I know Ricky Ponting as captain drew a lot more on than what people would know. And I just, oh God, my heart breaks for Punter. He was over in India. He just backed Roy so much. He gave him a lot of the belief for Roy to go and fulfill his potential and just devastating.
Yeah, well, just a lot of the tributes I'm seeing online at the moment, the word larrikin just keeps popping up, Gilly, and that's a true reflection of Andrew Symons. And you're all from the great era of Australian cricket. There was yourself, there was Warnie, Matthew Hayden, his fishing buddy and good friend. And, you know, it's a tough time. You know, the cricketing gods, they've just been really unkind lately, Gilly, haven't they? As you said off the top, Shane Warne and Rod Marsh and now Andrew Symons in the, you know, all in the last 4 to 6 weeks. I just hope this stops.
Yeah, it's got to stop. I mean, it was only 3 days ago where I had a really good chat on SEN with Ryan Campbell and we're just so appreciative that we were able to talk to him given his frightful scare. You know, his near-death experience and, you know, made the light-hearted comment that they say it happens in threes and thankfully he wasn't the third one. But I just can't fathom it. It's still a bit numb, really, to believe, to even think the reality of this situation. But Roy was a larrikin. He found the lighter side of most situations. And as I said, in my tweet, that's all I could think of is if anyone that didn't know him, just think of your closest friend who'd do anything for you, who was loyal to a fault and just so trustworthy and loving. I mean, Roy's touch with and effect he had on young kids, children, he knew how to make them light up and make them feel taller. And, you know, if you think of that friend of your own, that's Roy, that's what he was. So, it'll always go back to his larrikinism, his sense of humour. I'm not sure whether it's been mentioned on the show already, but I know that he messaged the boss at Fox, Steve Crawley, just the other day. I think it was yesterday, as late as yesterday, that on the back of the Tom Brady deal, the $350 million or whatever for 10 years, he said, "Boss, we need to talk." So that sums Roy up. It really does.
He's white ball career, Gilly, which you're around for a lot of, 198 ODIs, two World Cups. Is there an innings that comes to mind for you where Roy just came out and, I mean, he did it a lot of times, saved the team. Is there an innings that sticks out for you?
So many brilliant ones. So many times he did save us, particularly when he was batting in that sort of 5 and 6 position in one day cricket. Often it is a rebuild sort of type position, isn't it? It can be the case. But the one that jumps straight to mind is versus Pakistan at Johannesburg in the opening match of the 2003 World Cup. We only found out the night before that Shane Warne was out of the tournament, out for a year on the back of that substance positive test. So, we turned up the next day and it was amazing. While the cricketing world was coming to terms with that, what was one of the biggest stories in cricket history at the time, still probably is up there. Fortunately, our leadership group, John Buchanan, Ricky Ponting, had allowed the team to deal with it and get through it the night before so we could turn up and play decent cricket the next day for the opening match against Pakistan. And funnily enough, we found ourselves in trouble, and it was Roy, I think, went in there at about 4 for 80 or something and peeled off one of the great hundreds, and that was the launch of an undefeated run in a World Cup, a historic sort of performance. And without Roy's innings in that game, who knows what might have happened should we have lost that game. He set the tone, and that was on the back of Ricky Ponting just believing so much in him and giving him the foundation to go out and showcase his skills. So that's probably the innings that really jumps to mind for me.
Yeah, there's a interesting tweet from Kerry O'Keefe, beautiful tweet from him this morning, saying, "Heart's broken again. If we were Ted Lasso, he was our Roy Kent. Caught it straight and didn't do fluff."
That's it. He didn't mince his words. He just tried to get it out there, and he couldn't understand some things, why, bureaucracy or process or whatever it may be. So it was just simple for Roy. It was just work hard and then play hard. And then typically it was party hard too, which some of the best memories we'll have is the celebrations. And again, he knew that it was to a fault sometimes, his social side of it. But it was the most pure approach to sport from Simo. It was simple. It was you play it because you enjoy it. You work hard. And then after it, win, lose, or draw, you dust yourself off with your mates. And then you go again. It was that simple a process. And he couldn't understand why situations or people or organisations could possibly complicate that. And he's just such a beautiful man. I so missed.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave you with a beautiful tweet from Shoaib Akhtar this morning, Gilly. "Devastated to hear about Andrew Simons passing away in a car crash in Australia. We shared a great relationship on and off the field. Thoughts and prayers with the family." Beautiful.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be so much of that. It's yet another larger-than-life character that just had touched so many people in such a beautiful way. So the tributes aren't going to be short in the way they come forward and what they express.
Yeah, Adam Gilchrist, we really do appreciate your time this morning. It's a tough day for you. You stay well, okay, and take care of yourself.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks. There's Adam Gilchrist. Very emotional, Adam Gilchrist, joining us this morning. We appreciate that, Gilly. Speaking from the heart about Andrew Symons, a true larrikin of Australian cricket, as we mourn again. We're mourning, and the cricket gods haven't been kind to us, have they? Rod Marsh, Shane Warner now, of course, if you're waking up to the news this morning. Andrew Symons passed away last night in a single car accident, aged 46, just outside of Townsville. We'd love your memories, or if you've got a message this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170 is our telephone number. Before we just grab a news update, a quick one here from Jason in Sydney. Morning. So sad to hear the passing of Andrew Symons. Loved his big hitting and being a larger-than-life character. Didn't see enough of him at international level. So true. Thank you again for your text. Keep them coming through. 0457 736 736. Time to take a break.
Live around Australia on SEN. Cricket mourns again. An Andrew Symons tribute.
Andrew Symons has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden test match 100 for a dream entertainer. That is a catch that only a special, special fieldsman can pull off.
Smashed. And that's a lovely hit. Andrew Symons doesn't need to run because that boundary also gets him his 50.
Oh, geez, playing well. That's four boundaries in this over. And this time, Shoaib Akhtar's the man who's picking the ball up from the boundary. He had no chance. That could well be it. That will be it. That is a brilliant one-day 100 for Andrew Symons. His first for Australia, and no wonder he gets a big hug from Ian Harvey.
It's on target, it's going down. Oh, it's a six. Well, there's power for you. He's picked that one up, and it's gone about a metre or two over the boundary, and only 10 metres to the right-hand side of the fieldsman there, off the middle of the bat. Andrew Symons. And he's hit that straight down the ground. That's a great hit. Oh, that's a beauty. That has gone all the way for six. And what a crisp hit it was too. Andrew Symons is taking the Pakistanis to pieces.
Yes, Andrew Symons, the Australian batting hero.
Audio of the great Andrew Symons, who sadly passed away last night. Aged only 46. In a single car accident just outside Townsville. You are listening to SEN's tribute to Andrew Symons, another cricketing great. We're mourning again. As I said earlier, that's three recently. I think enough's enough, cricket gods. Rod Marsh, Shane Warne, and now, of course, Andrew Symons. He played 26 tests. In my opinion, as a humble fourth-grade cricketer who just loves his cricket, not enough test matches, 198 ODIs, two World Cups, and a lot of people around the world this morning describing this man as one of the great larrikins and just a fair dinkum good Aussie bloke. In fact, Ian Smith from our sister station SENZ in New Zealand, our colleague over there, and of course former cricketer, he had this to say about Andrew Symons a short time ago.
Someone that in rugby probably is similar style of personality and the way that they played the game. I think of Carlos Spencer, to be perfectly honest, like a guy that just went out there and just wanted to play the game and play it like he did as a school kid and didn't have any real structure about him, just went out and entertained as much as he could.
Yeah, he was, you know, as I said, he just had that X factor, or it might have been an XY factor in his case. It just made him slightly different to everyone else. But Marshy, there's some great footage, I think, of him tackling a streaker in a game of cricket, and I'm not sure he actually levelled him in the end. I think the guy got away, but he chased him quite a long way across the field just to absolutely nail him, and that was a no-no. I mean, you were always instructed back in those days, if a streaker came on the park or whatever, just let him do his thing and let the official sort it out. Don't go anywhere near them. But not him. I mean, he bucked the system from time to time. Saw him in the Caribbean having a great time, over there and during a World Cup. He was just, he just had something about him. And one of the world's biggest fans of fishing. It's a great story of him and Matthew Hayden, where they were out fishing. They went fishing a lot together, both Queenslanders. And he saved Matthew Hayden's life. Matthew Hayden, for all intents and purposes, I think the boat capsized and he was a goner. And Simon saved him. There's some wonderful stories about Andrew Simons, a lot of humour about him as well. I think there's a story about him when he was on a tour, I think one of his first tours to overseas, and I think the story goes that his roommate came in and he was writing his name on the label inside his shirt. And the guy said, "What are you doing that for?" He said, "Well, when it goes to the laundry, how are they going to tell, there's so many Aussie shirts going in, how are they going to tell what's yours and what's mine and what's everyone else's?" He said, "Well, if you look on the back, your name's there." So, he's a ripping guy, and always a subject of conversation. But anyone that played against him knew they were in for something one hell of a fight, because he could take your part as the base and reserve that day was quite evident, and that wasn't the only time he did it.
No, that's a great story, and I'm sure there's plenty more, mate, that probably can't be told on radio, so we'll leave it there.
I was just thinking of another one, and I thought, no, maybe not.
Not surprised here, mate, don't worry about that. We won't tell any of yours and mine either, so we'll move on to the rugby. last night you were there. The Blues dismantled, I guess, to a degree, the Reds. Are they the real deal, mate, do you think?
Well, I think they are if you let them, Marshy. I think if you make enough mistakes, as the Reds did last night, if you cough up possession in the wrong areas of the park, they'll make you pay, because their confidence in attack now and their support play and it's just a willingness to try things is really at a high level. So if you let them, they'll run over the top of you, as they did last night. I mean, I wouldn't say they're a brilliantly organised defensive system. I mean, every time Queensland had an opportunity, I think they got down there four with genuine opportunities and they cashed in every time. So it wasn't like they were absolutely standout brilliant on both sides of the game. But what I did see is a great atmosphere around the Blues squad. You know, you've got a coaching...
There's Ian Smith on SENZ a little earlier talking about Roy Simons. We're going to go to a break very shortly. Our tribute continues live from Suncorp Stadium. We're going to have Damien Fleming joining us real soon, and also Ian Healy as we remember the life of Roy here on SEN.
Live around Australia on SEN, cricket mourns again. An Andrew Simons tribute.
Andrew Simons has it! Special fieldsman can pull off.
Yeah, welcome back to our special tribute to Andrew Simons, live from Suncorp Stadium, as we all woke up to the shocking news this morning that Andrew Simons, wonderful Australian cricketer, a wonderful Australian larrikin, has passed away at the age of 46 in a single car accident just outside Townsville late last night. One of his good mates is joining us now on the phone, Damien Fleming. Flem, thanks for joining us. I wish you were with us under better circumstances, but you're very close to Roy and his family. How are you this morning?
Yeah, Joe, thanks for having the opportunity to talk about Simo. Just devastating news. Firstly, obviously for his family and young kids, but for the cricketing fraternity, as you'll hear from the tributes, he was just so popular. I just loved him. And that was him as a person. Every sort of memory of him as a teammate and then obviously later in the media was just fun. And in some ways, he was like our Crocodile Dundee on tour. He's fishing and hunting and then in some ways he was that was the retro, but he was also the prototype for the modern cricketer, wasn't he? A powerhouse batter, an unbelievable fielder, and a as a bowler, just got the ball and got the job done. And I remember he was sort of the first cricketer I played with that were in New Zealand and his mishits were going for six. So I was thinking, well, how big is this man going to be?
Yeah.
So a sad day, but a chance to obviously share some great memories of him.
As a fan, Damien, you know what I loved about him? First of all, he brought zinc cream back into fashion on the cricket field, but he was fun. He was a larrikin, and there was just no BS about him, was there?
No, certainly not. You know, he went about it his own way, but also, you know, he cherished his mentors, you know, big Matty Hayden, such a close mate, and all his Queensland teammates. But yeah, I think of that World Cup in 2003 when the coach John Buchanan and captain Ricky Ponting, you know, backed him. He was out of form. No, you're playing, you're batting six, we need you. And he got that 100 in the first game against Pakistan. Amazing. And that set up the next half a dozen years, including, you know, being a very good test cricketer as well. He obviously gets linked a lot to his unbelievable skills in one-day cricket. But I remember that first test 100 at the MCG when he hit the six and his great mate Haydos at the other end. And it was almost like the WWE, though. You know, I thought big Haydos was going to pole drive him into the middle of the MCG. But, you know, what a great moment for Simo to get his first test 100 with his great mate Haydos at the other end.
Yeah, you're right. It took a while for him to play test cricket. I think it was something like 6 years after he made his ODI debut. 26 tests, Flam. I think we were a little bit robbed there. I would have loved to have seen him play more tests. Two centuries. He was an amazing cricketer in all forms of the game.
No, he certainly was. And we'll see the highlights, you know, of all his run-outs and his catches. And his catching off his own bowling was as good as anyone's been. And then there's off the field, you know, always happy to have a beer. You always felt as a teammate, he had your back. So, you know, in some ways an enforcer within the team as well. And, yeah, obviously he was a younger guy when I first made the team. But, you know, there you just saw, you know, a guy who was a great mimicker as well. You know, he used to do great impressions of Jeff Boycott and Richie Beno and John Buchanan, who was the coach. And, you know, and in some ways he played up that he, you know, he didn't have the education of some of the private school boys, but he was always a very street smart character, Simo. You know, he knew the game, and I think it showed within his commentary as well. And he certainly, you know, didn't want to waste any words, but I remember commentating with him and saying some things that, you know, were so perspective. You know, I just wouldn't have even thought of something like that. And so, you know, he was very cricket smart as well, Andrew Symons.
Yeah. All right, Damien Flaming, thank you for joining us today. Our thoughts are with his family and his mates like you as well. And it's just, let's hope this is it. The cricketing gods, as I've been saying for the last hour, have not been kind to fans and players of cricket over the last 6 weeks, and we appreciate you joining us on SEN this morning to remember.
Thanks for that, and yeah, rest in peace, Simo. You've left some great memories.
Yeah, you have. Thank you. Damien Flaming there joining us on SEN right across the SEN network. Your text messages, actually, in just a moment, hopefully we'll have Ian Healy on the line. We did have him there for a second, but he dropped off. We'll talk to Heels as well, of course. Andrew Symons, a proud Queenslander. Loved his rugby league as well. We'll chat to Hills about that in just a moment. Some of the texts coming through. Hey, Jace, I'm in shock. He played the game how we all wished we could, taking the game on and being able to change the course of a match with both bat or ball. He loved his rugby league as well. RIP Roy. That's from Jace. Yeah, some really good text messages coming through this morning. I think Ian Healy's on the line now before we quickly wrap up. Hills, are you there, mate?
Yes, Jace, I'm here, mate.
How are you feeling this morning on the news that you heard about Roy overnight?
Oh, incredulous, mate. You know, it's weird, very weird, and, you know, impossible to believe.
Yeah, it is. He was a proud Queenslander, wasn't he? And he even tried his hand. Well, when he quit, he wanted to try rugby league, and I think that sort of fell over when Dave Taylor, who was about 19 years of age at the Broncos, and was 115 kilos, was handling like a rag doll at training. You remember that?
Yeah. I think he was more serious than we gave him credit for, that's for sure. And he wanted to really test himself, so he did that. But up until at least this year, probably still this year, but last year he was still playing rugby in Townsville. He was fully involved. So it wouldn't surprise me that he really had strong intentions 20 years ago. He's a natural talent, mate, and he was a very hard worker to go with that natural talent. It took him quite a while to sort of cotton on to what needs to be done at the next step of cricket. So to sort of go above his natural talent, and he got that done, and he was just a great bloke to have around the nets and around the dressing room and then on the field. And even to this very day on tour. He's extremely committed to the Bulls Masters and the work that all the former Queensland players do. Yeah. And he's going to be extremely missed. We're heading to Cairns this week where he was coming. That's another one that's not going to happen.
Right, Heels, we have to leave it there. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts on Andrew Simons this morning. Fans and former players and, of course, his family are mourning the loss of Andrew Simons this morning. Thanks for your time, Heels.
You're welcome. See ya.
There you go. Cricket mourns again. Andrew Simons tribute. We're going to wrap it up across the SEN network. Thanks for joining us. And thank you to all our guests who have as well. Spare a thought today for Andrew Simons. RIP, Roy.